Have you ever held a position on a topic that you thought all along you were in the right? Maybe we held on to that belief, in someone or something, just because. Or that you felt so convicted in your decision that this is what I believe, only to come to find out that your conviction was wrong because the truth that you were basing upon your conviction was wrong. Or maybe it even had errors in it, or in its methods, or in its facts. There are times when our beliefs or convictions can be changed or will be changed, and some do when we weigh out the truth when we're presented with it. The Gospels tell us a story. They tell a story about Jesus. They tell the story about his birth, his adolescence. But most of the stories, only cover about 3 years of his life. And for the most of that interaction, there were 12 chosen followers, and there were some others that seemed to be around him all the time that were near. These followers' faith grew over time, but by the end of the gospel accounts, they had arrested Jesus. They had put him on trial. They had beat him almost beyond recognition. And they crucified him upon a Roman cross. And the faith of the closest friends and family were put into question. Many of them were scattered, and some followed from a distance, and even others like Peter we see openly denying that he ever knew him. My thought is, though, that many of them made their way to the cross as he hung there. They watched as he drew his last breath, and they watched him die. And as they put him in this borrowed tomb and the stone was rolled in front of the opening, in many of their minds, their once burning faith was now a just small glimmer of hope. But this is where I want to see an incredible verse in Scripture. I want you to look at this with me in Acts, the first chapter and verse 3. And this is speaking of Jesus here, and it says, this was after his resurrection, when it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. By many infallible proofs. Jesus' proofs or truths were infallible. It kind of means that they were incapable of error when you think of the word infallible. They were not just ordinary proofs, they were infallible. They contained no falsehoods, no stretching of the truth. It could not contain error. His teachings were inerrant, we say in Scripture. We'll tell stories and our fish stories hold a lot of truth in them, but maybe the fish grows bigger every time. But they're not infallible truths or proofs. After the resurrection, Jesus showed himself and taught about the kingdom of God by many infallible truths or proofs. Now, the faith of the followers grew back to a solidified faith. They would not be moved again. And we know that because they all died for what they saw. Their story didn't change now, because of these infallible proofs. and it's the fallible proof of the Son of God. We come around this table because of those infallible proofs that we hold on to today. We're here because the things that he said, the things that he did, contain no error. And we're here to remember that sacrifice of his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the inerrancy of Scripture, Lord, that it contained and it could not contain any ill, couldn't contain any falsehoods, but you showed yourself alive, as the Scriptures tells us, by many infallible proofs. And that is what we hold on to today, the conviction that we have, the reason that we're here, to remember your Son, remember that sacrifice that was given there on Calvary. I'm sure at the time of your death that it seems that the faith was put into question. But after you brought all this together and showed these things to your disciples, it doesn't seem they ever turned back. And we would ask that our conviction would be the same, that we not turn back, that we move forward and share with others this word you've given to us. And we're so thankful for this time of remembrance of the blood that was shed by the fruit of the vine we have here and the bread representing your broken body there on Calvary, that so freely given on our behalf because of your love for us. For your Son's name we pray.